This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
With licensed psychologist and guest John Delatorre.
The issues that we've certainly seen brought to light in Suffolk County. Obviously, there's a lot of corruption that was going on there with Police Chief James Burke and his disdain for sex workers and also being involved in that trade as a client. But this is something that's a problem across the country. There's obviously it's an area that's looked down upon, and I'm not saying it should be celebrated by any means, but these are human beings. These are people who have rights. These are people who, if hurt or killed or kidnapped or whatever, it should be looked into. There should be attention given to these people just as any other human being, considering most of them didn't choose to go into that sort of profession. 90-some percent were forced into it at a young age. With this being a problem around the country, with this sort of disdain and kind of the, well, we're not going to put as much attention onto these folks when there's something that goes missing or a crime is committed, how is a society, can we shift or will we be able to shift to take things like this a little more serious? Because God knows there's probably a lot more Rex Huermans out there who are operating in this sort of space because of that mindset from police, from society of these are lesser people and we don't really look into it that great in depth.
Yeah, I know this is going to be hard to hear, but the reality is that the more taboo thing than committing a sex offense or a crime against a sex worker is actually just talking about sex. We have, as a society, a very difficult time talking about just sex in general and making sure that we learn and we understand appropriate, healthy sexuality. We have a very difficult time understanding things that go beyond our heteronormative thinking about sex. So it's in, you know, the ostracism of sex working is in line with our inability to truly understand and appreciate just the spectrum of sexuality. And until we get to a place at the beginning where we understand, appreciate, and incorporate all different kinds of sexuality into our understanding, we're always going to marginalize people who are outside the heteronormative idea of what sex is.
Is this more of an American issue, the way that we have this sort of problem and faux pas about sex, or is this something that is different in other parts of the world where obviously you still got killers, you still have all of that goes on? Is this viewed the same way in other parts of the world?
Yeah, I think sex in general, I think across the globe, is looked at very negatively. Mm-hmm. Individuals who do sex work are always marginalized. And even in industrial societies, you know, first world countries like ours, the idea that someone would engage in sex work at all is always going to lead to that person being demeaned and being ostracized, mm-hmm. and being made fun of and not taken seriously when things happen to them.
Yep.
And so this is definitely something that happens everywhere in the globe.
Rex is now allegedly meeting with a clergyman once a week while in jail. I'm curious how we, you know, on the outside can view, oh, okay, you're talking with a member of the clergy. Obviously, if Rex Huermans is the monster that we think he is, I would imagine his view of religion or being connected with clergy or anything of that nature, any sort of religion or God concept, may be looked at through a little bit of a different prism. How do you think he is taking that in? What's going through his mind by seeing clergy from behind bars?
I mean, I hear something like that and I just kind of roll my eyes. The reality is that everybody finds God when they're in prison, you know? So maybe he has turned another leaf. Maybe he has found religion. At this point now, I have no reason to believe that he is actually going to walk the path of the righteous.
Is this something that we commonly see? I mean, like you just said, every time everyone finds God when they're kind of in those sort of situations, is it more of a move, like almost like a PR move, if you will, of maybe you'll get a little more leniency if publicly it looks like you are religious or you found God or you're trying to find some sort of forgiveness for your misdeeds?
Potentially, but that would be the that would be someone who probably has high impression management. So that type of individual always wants people to think the best about. So they would have a long history of coming across as better than what they actually are. So maybe that's something that we discover about Rex in the state's presentation of the evidence against him. But yeah, it's absolutely possible that someone just decided, you know, this is a good PR thing for me.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.